Hello there, everyone. James Hilliard back with another Sum Total podcast, and we're going to focus on today's modern workplace and the fact that employees out there, many, are looking for a tailored learning experience and an employer that will help them forge their career path. The right technology definitely can provide that opportunity, but how does an organization approach this? What's the core ask to the executives, and what are the options to support that ask? Well, consider creating a program that through technology allows anyone, anywhere access to the information that they need for e-learning across the organization. Something like that can be created. And today we've got Jason Sunseri and Kathy Leone from St. Luke's Health System with us to talk about that approach and how an organization can formulate a strategy and leverage technology to meet the goals of today as well as for tomorrow. So Jason, let me start with you. Little background, all right, 20 plus years with experience in the industry. I'm going to go out on a limb here. You've seen some tech evolve, haven't you?
That would be correct, James. Absolutely.
And probably even more recently is the pace of that change. I want to kind of dive into the recent past and have you just share with us a little bit about how technology has been used at St. Luke's in terms of, again, working with and training and retraining employees and what ultimately you've seen in terms of getting to those higher levels of efficiency every couple months, every couple years, every couple, timeframes. What has that evolution of tech been like from your high level observation?
Absolutely. I was thinking about this question, James, and you know, when I started in the technology space, I think my first program was actually on a CD-ROM and maybe a one-way satellite, right? So we have come a long way. Overall, you know, from an efficiency and just an expectation of the employee, it's really evolved from utilizing many of the technologies from a compliance or a making sure, you know, the checkbox is checked and people have learned what they wanted to really a system that considers what the employee wants, right? And so today's employees, millennials, even other generations are now expecting their employers to develop them and to be involved in their development. And the challenge for us in the L&D world is how we utilize the technology to support many of the processes that we've had in place to do that, but how do we elevate it from an efficiency standpoint, right? So one of the examples is really onboarding. You know, as people come into an organization, they are expected to jump right in and have levels of efficiencies I think we've never seen. And how and we in the L&D space through technology can support that is something we're really tackling here at St. Luke's. So we started with the population of new leaders. Oftentimes new leaders come into an organization, whether you're a director or a manager, you've got many tasks just in the first 90 days, right, that you need to be successful to really manage and understand what it means to be a leader at a different organization. We're taking through technology a very systematic approach to onboarding people that has them engaging with our learning technology in a series of automated cards. And you proceed through these cards and you pick tasks that are relevant to what you need to know at the time you need to know it. So we no longer are sending our leaders to a one-day training that may or may not be relevant, but it's really they can log into the system. When they need to, they can find the card that has the relevant information, and they can take the appropriate training. At the same time, there's also new technologies like social integration, you know, and down the road we'll consider the mobile platform that will really support them and add to the learning that's taking place. So no longer is L&D just the function pushing the learning experience, but they're also learning from each other, their peers. And how do we, from a technology standpoint, support that and leverage the knowledge that is being gained from learner to learner? So these are some of the things we're looking and we're tackling onboarding overall, but we started with the new leaders because they're really a captive audience, right? You come into an organization and they've got to get up to speed right away. They've got to become that leader. They've got a team that expects them to be that leader. And we want them to really feel empowered and enabled to be able to do that. Many leaders, and let's be honest, many employees leave because they don't feel empowered, they don't feel prepared in order to lead those teams, or the individuals don't feel like they're being led. So we've really started trying to tackle that gap and help new leaders feel empowered and engaged, and also like the organization values them and is going to develop them.
Kathy, let me switch over to you a little bit and keep on this idea of the onboarding and use of technology within that aspect here. Was that something at St. Luke's that you all at an organization said, hey, we're in a pretty good position, and when people were onboarding with you, you were on par with other folks within the healthcare kind of vertical out there? Or was it something where you realize, hey, we're missing out a little bit, we need to invest more in some of these technologies within specifically onboarding to gain talent?
We realized early on that there were some opportunities for improvement there. The biggest challenge was finding the technology to support our vision. And it wasn't until recently that the technology finally was presented in a way that we could leverage it. So we are getting there. We're absolutely on the right track now. You know, compared to 5 years ago, that day one employee experience, I think, has increased user experience.
Can you give me an example of a technology that finally caught up to your wishes and needs that is giving that good first day experience?
The Sum Total onboarding is where we're going to plant our flag. It's definitely got the meat of what we need to present a story that we want to tell on that first day, and to make it easily digestible for those employees when they're walking into a scenario of everything is brand new and possibly intimidating.
That makes sense here. Jason, let's go to the higher level and the idea that employees may have been with us for many, many years. They might have gone to those trainings, as you had mentioned, Jason, that they're kind of forced to, but maybe wasn't that relevant to them. So let's talk about how St. Luke's has been trying to engage with employees and find ways to engage more, to provide the right type of training for a variety of different employees. Because I'm assuming training's available for your technical staff. You've probably got your the staff that's working with patients. You've got other folks in billing. I mean, a variety of groups that all are looking for some type of training to stay up to speed to continue their career path.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do. We have multiple learning organizations across St. Luke's, like many industries do. And, you know, for us, the key is really enabling them to deliver the trainings that they need to in a number of modalities. So, you know, traditionally healthcare, and rightfully so in a lot of places, is a very event-based training organization. There's many challenges to that, right? And that's where technology can really help us overcome many of those challenges. So even as we go forward and consult with our partners, whether it's in our finance side or, you know, to your point on the clinical side, trying to bring to them a multitude of modalities and solutions that can reinforce how they want to deliver their training, how they want to meet their objectives, and also provides the opportunity for everyone, regardless of where they're located. So St. Luke's is located here in Boise. Oftentimes, what you would see, James, is if you were located here in this location, you had a multitude of experiences, right? Because it was right down the street, you could drive, oftentimes it was at the hospital meeting center, those types of things. But if you were located at other locations, you just didn't have that experience because with scheduling or with their timing or staffing, right, you couldn't make that available. So the key for us is really creating this programmatic parity enabled and empowered through technology that allows anyone anywhere to access the information they need. Through new technologies, some of the bigger things like the social learning, like I had talked about where we're heading in the future, in terms of mobile technologies, and even some of the new technology standards that support what we're doing in some of our larger scale implementations, so the systems that we use, the large initiatives that we're supporting to stand up, new functions across the organization. So some of it's new. Some of it we're learning as we go, how we do virtual things, what resonates across the organization, what, honestly, James, we need to come back together on and where the organization hasn't moved to that place yet, where we can go there. So it's really how you approach it, understanding what the core ask is, understanding what everyone wants to get out of the training opportunity, and then what are the options for us to support that through technology or through some of the more non-technology traditional solutions.
Kathy, I'd love to turn back again to you and talk a little bit about feedback that you've received from folks within St. Luke's in terms of when you've rolled out certain technologies to help engage with the learning here. Are there one or two things that stand out that folks came back and said, hey, Kathy, this is a newer way that you brought to us where we could learn about and advance in our careers, and we really like it. This is what we've been looking for, even if they didn't know they were looking for it, that's something that really resonated. Say, hey, this is the type of stuff we really are engaging with and enjoying and appreciate that you've all brought to us from a training standpoint.
Well, it's really been kind of a roller coaster ride in the last few years with lots of different activity types being offered to us within the LMS. But I would have to say that observation checklists have really been a big hit with our learners and our educators, with the ability now as we move into the mobile platform to start uploading videos. I think there's going to be a lot of satisfaction and invention of how we can start capturing training moving forward. The other activity I think that has really also been a crowd pleaser are the OJTs, or the on-the-job training activities, which allow our educators to, on the fly, become the masters of their own ships. They can create those activities and record those events without having to engage our LMS team, becoming the bottleneck in development and advancement of the use of the system. So those would be the two off the top of my head, I think, have been big winners recently.
With that said, perfect way to transition into one of the things I mentioned that we'd talk a little bit and touch on is the retention of talent, right? As employees, we do have a lot of opportunities these days to take our talent elsewhere if we see fit and need, if our needs are not being met at our current employer. Have you seen the integration of some of these newer technologies tied to L&D? Has that helped you keep employees? Has that helped you really stem any type of loss that you may have been incurring in years past?
Definitely. So, here at St. Luke's, we've got kind of that three-pronged approach to engagement and retention. And, we measure that through really pulsing our population on how we're doing as an organization. So, our primary drivers are development. Do people feel like they're being developed? Are we providing feedback? And is feedback being given not just by leaders, by others in the organization? And then, really, are people feeling recognized for the work that they're doing? So through our integrated learning management system, which also has the talent component, we're able to provide very specific feedback. We've built in mechanisms and forms now that aren't just dependent upon an annual review, but there is a mid-year check-in and other opportunities as well. We've also got other, technologies that help support from a recognition standpoint, the, formal leader recognition, programmatic recognition, but also just the non-traditional, hey, great job, Kathy, awesome job on that initiative, those types of things as well. So something we really steered towards and are sure that any technology solution aligns with is how we really focus on those three key drivers and what are the programs that support those.
Let me do this, Kathy. I always like to try and include some tips and best practices during these conversations. So let me ask you in terms of, imagine there is someone that is listening to us and saying, yeah, we're a little outdated where I work, and I'd like to bring in some newer technologies. What is your best advice on kind of two audiences? One engaging with the executives that are going to have to spend the money to buy said technology and roll those out. And then secondarily, we'll come back and we'll talk about some employee buy-in. But let's start, and again, Jason, if you have some comments after Kathy, please share. But getting that C-level buy-in, what's some good advice for someone that's getting started down this path, saying we really do need to up our game, we need to bring in some new technologies here to really deliver a better learning and development opportunity to our employees?
That's a great question, James. We actually did this exercise not too long ago when we were looking at moving from on-prem to the cloud. It was basically investing in a different and newer technology. And the way we positioned it to our executives was engaging the learners. What do we want their experience to be? And of course, tying it back to retention and performance. When we were able to demonstrate what they were going to be investing in as far as the technology being able to deliver in a much faster and efficient way, the executives were curious and became curious enough to invest in that endeavor.
And Jason, from your perspective, was the Sum Total team a group that was you were able to lean on during that time frame to help kind of tell some of the story to your execs? Or is that more, did you lean on them to get the employee buy-in for certain usage cases? What can you share on that front?
It really was a partnership. So them really listening to what many of our pain points are, and offering, you know, through the suite of products, what the solution or solutions potentially could be. I think a great example of that was our transition to the talent suite from our previous solution. So they really listened to many of our pain points about what our end users were experiencing, what were barriers, and presented, a solution that I think not only met our current needs, but also would meet our future needs as well. So they were instrumental in just hearing what was going on and then thinking through how to position that and what that would mean in terms of a business case. And then, as Kathy indicated, then what was the potential return on investment from looking at retention and engagement and some of the other drivers we look at.
And the last thing I want to touch on with both of you, and then folks, we're going to give some follow-up and some contact information here, but Kathy, I'll have you start us off. But one example, if you can each, of how, when you're ready to roll something out to the employees to start engaging with, how do you champion that? Is it a simple little email? Is it an internal posting somewhere? Do you put flyers up on the wall? Do you have individual champions of learning that go out and talk to groups and say, hey, this is what's coming and this is why it's going to be so useful to you? And how do you kind of gain the hype and get the exposure out there so that when you're rolling something out new, man, those employees are engaged from day one? Kathy, let's start with you.
Man, it's all about communication. Because we're spread across Southern Idaho, it's really hard to get that face-to-face time. But what we do have is a really great group of super users and stakeholders. So we communicate often, we communicate early, we make those communications very simple and to the point so that they understand what's coming and how it's going to affect them, how they can leverage it, what the win is going to be for them. And then we keep those lines of communication open to support our super users so that they can support their folks.
Jason.
You know, building on what Kathy said about communication, you know, from an overall change aspect, understanding some of the impact, it's doing the proper analysis as to, from a change perspective, who's going to be involved, and then how do you continue to support them? How do you continue to communicate them? And most importantly, what are the mechanisms you have in place for feedback, right? Because you're out there communicating so much, you're out there thinking what we're doing from a training perspective is making a difference, but that feedback loop becomes really important. What are those additional pain points? How else can we help them so that they can do their jobs more efficiently and not feel frustration? And, you know, one of the things Kathy and the rest of the team have done tremendously is provide plenty of opportunities for people to grow their skill set in utilizing the tool. Whether it's through formal classes, we hold something called open office hours, so people can just come in and ask any question or learn any new function. And then, you know, occasionally, as Kathy said, working with those super users or even doing some on-site. So like when we were launching the performance management, we did a roadshow and did some basic things. But a lot of that was just getting in front of people and allowing them to see you and establishing those relationships. So when they did have questions, they knew who they were reaching out to as well. At the end of the day, understanding this change is going to impact people, and how you can be there to support them is really important.
And we're going to make that the final word here. Jason and Kathy, appreciate the conversation. Folks, if you want additional information, Jason and Kathy have recorded a more extensive, in-depth webinar. It is called Engage and Retain Your Talent with Technology. You can find that on demand over at www.sumtotalsystems.com/resources. Again, my thanks to Jason and Kathy for sharing their story and some insights. On behalf of the entire Sum Total team, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for listening. We do look forward to talking to you all down the road.